9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Pleased to have with us Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell, as we kind of need a refresher, the way it seems, on our outdoor burn policy. So we'll take the next few minutes and go through that.
Let's do it. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing all right so far. Thanks for joining us here today. Sounds like you're a little bit busier than you've been in the past here this week. You've had quite a bit to keep you busy.
Yeah, we're monitoring the fires and paying attention to what's going on in Texas as well. Yeah, it's at that time of the year.
It is definitely that time, and I want to reference kind of the Texas situation here a little bit later, because that developed after we got our interview set up. But just wanted to give you the time here, Jared, to remind folks about the outdoor burn policy here for Lyon County, because clearly the season is upon us right now.
Yes, it is. So in order to report your burn, we use that on the online process whenever possible. Now, you go to lyoncounty911.org, which is the website that is maintained by the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center, and then you would go to services and select the Lyon County online burn procedure, and then you would enter your information in and go ahead and put the location and what you're burning and how much, if it's a brush pile or the acreage, and then you're ready to go burn. You can do that from your phone, you can do it from a computer, and if you need to, you can always call the phone number as well and report your burn that way if you don't have good data service where you're at to use your phone. It is easy to use on your phone. And then when you'll get an email, and then when you're ready to report that your burn is extinguished, you would go ahead and just open that email. It will take you back to the page that you entered the information in, and you can just select extinguished and close that burn out. That gives us some very good visibility to our responders, fire chiefs, and the communication center on, you know, how much of the county is being burned at one time, kind of the allocation of resources that we have. And it helps us maybe not travel, responders travel 30 miles for a report of a burn that's actually a controlled burn, and not just a general report of a fire on somebody's property.
Well, it sounds
so
we can kind of
prevent some of those calls.
Well, it sounds like it's very important for people to participate in this, because it certainly is going to give first responders. Number one, how important is that location thing too, Jared?
Yeah, very important. So it really helps if somebody calls dispatch and says, the communication center, and says, hey, there's a fire over here. I don't know if somebody, it's a controlled burn, yeah. You know, it's getting close to a house. The communication center can see that, oh, there was a controlled burn reported there. And it gives the contact information so that we can contact those people as well. I was speaking with Director Van Gundy the other day, and she advised that she thinks about 10,000 calls is what the online process has reduced the communication center receiving during the burn times.
Wow. I was about to ask what type of an impact that has had here on emergency management, you know, emergency dispatch, and that says it all, just about how effective this has been from that particular side of things. Has this been well-received the last couple of years, or increasingly well-received the way it appears?
Yeah. I believe so. We're seeing it gets lots of use. I think we're still receiving some of those phone calls from people that are a little more comfortable making that phone call, and then the communication center just goes to the website and they enter it for you. But for the most part, I think it's being well received and people are using it. And we encourage, if you can, please use the online process, because that just allows dispatch to deal with those emergency phone calls that they need to focus on throughout the day and throughout the burn season.
Indeed.
And obviously the burning activity has begun, and I guess, you know, fuel-wise, things are, you know, we did have substantial moisture in early January, Jared, but things have dried out considerably, and we still have some wet spots in fields, I mean, at least mud spots. It certainly haven't dried out, but the grass, a.k.a. the fuel, is certainly primed out there, it seems like.
Yeah, and you start getting that dry air, the low relative humidity, just a good combination for those fires to really efficiently burn, and the wind shifting makes it very, very easy for some of these burns to get out of control. And the biggest thing is we don't want anyone getting hurt or property getting damaged. So, you know, if a burn does get out of control, we understand that. We want you to have the resources to be able to take care of that, but accidents do happen. And we ask that you call right away if that happens so that the fire departments can get that, those fires put out so that we don't have injuries, death, or damages to property.
Well, you mentioned low humidity and the high switching winds. And, you know, we've got gusts 35, 40 plus. It doesn't take much for things to get out of hand, and it really makes it difficult to corral at times, too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You can start out, you know, early in the morning thinking that the weather's going to be fine, or, you know, you have enough time to complete your burn. But as soon as that wind shifts or that wind picks up, it really changes the dynamics of that fire. And if it is your fire, it could be very easy for somebody to get hurt just from the switching winds, and we don't want that. So please pay attention to the weather. If it's expected to get those, you know, high gusts or changing winds, might reconsider. And then also think about the weather over the next few days. We'll see these gusts that are coming up, like up to 40, I think I saw for the weekend.
On Sunday, yep.
Yeah, those, you could have a fire that's out and just there may be a stump that's smoldering or some brush that's smoldering, and those gusts could definitely reignite, and that's how we have a lot of out-of-control fires that start with just reignitions.
I wanted to ask you, Jared, considering there was a really significant grass fire in central Nebraska, which was in the process of burning some 70 to 80,000 acres early in the week, or I think it was Sunday, Monday, and that was just dwarfed by what was happening over in North Texas. I think the fire which caused
17,000 square miles.
Square miles down by Canadian Texas. Numerous towns had to be evacuated, and I think it's still less than 10% contained as of this morning. From an emergency management perspective, something like that happens here. How in the world would you handle something like that?
It'd be very difficult. I mean, fortunately, the way that our counties are separated, we do have the county roads that separate those, you know, typically mile by mile. That's not everywhere, but that's pretty typical. So there's opportunities at times maybe to do a back burn, but when you have those wind values that are that high, the fire can very easily go across the roadway. And evacuations, I mean, just think of how quick that fire is moving. You have to get on those evacuations very quickly in order to get those people out of those communities that may be impacted or affected. And then you have, it's very hard to get air assets sometimes depending on the weather and those wind values as well.
So that would be a lot of coordination of needed, but just basically on any fire that's above, say, 50 to 100 acres, depending on the location, and then you deal with a major fire like that. So, Jared, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning, either on the fire policy or maybe some of the agreements that are in place that would help, say, in mutual aid situations?
Yeah, so our fire districts have mutual aid agreements internally and externally with other fire districts outside of our counties. We provide mutual aid all the time. That's a process that's utilized consistently. So we may go to other jurisdictions to help them put that fire out, and we may have them come and help us all for the better. I mean, we are all limited on the number of resources we have. So collectively, when we pull those together, we get a force multiplier that allows us to hopefully stop the dangers to the community.
Well, I'm going to remind folks once again that next week is Severe Weather Awareness Week here in the state of Kansas, and I know, Jared, you're on top of that as well.
So we want everybody to have a plan, think about that, discuss that plan with their family, pay attention to the weather, have multiple ways to get that information. Just be safe and develop a plan and talk about your plan.
Jared, we appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you for your time.
Jared Fell, Lyon County Emergency Management Director, talking about our county burn policy, and specifically when it comes to burn permits, and we'll have a story coming up on